Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
He went off the bench around Australia. It's time for
the Malcolm Blight
Snap
Medal for the Third Person Self-Congratulator of the Year.
1, 2, 3.
We're just a content king.
You've actually won a medal, haven't you?
Best and fairest.
I think it's called the Malcolm Blight Medal.
All the effort behind the scenes. Yeah. It's like, I'm like Mayweather, mate.
I just come here and make magic happen.
Things are going really well. Like, really, really well. Actually, we're killing it. We're airborne.
You get Dwayne's Wood on Twitter. You can get Dwayne Russell on Twitter. You can get Dwayne Russell on Instagram if you want to have a look at, you know, whatever I'm doing over daytime.
Gareth Hall leads on 22. Nathan Freeman and Tags 15. Fitzmagic 13. Old Mate Picks on 10. 20 vote week. Just a softie. We'll get into it. David Butterfitt, the fitness guru. One vote.
Mick says, look, we've got to get him fitter, but it's just kind of, at the moment, we're just going to fall over lines coming to finals. Danny Lavely, you know, through Dean Lavely, who I work with at North and is currently working at Collingwood. She said, oh, Butters, look, would you be interested in having a chat?
Butters.
Couple of Butters there, yeah.
Yeah, he did. Fitzmagic gets a vote.
Have you still got that selfie page on Facebook?
You're kidding.
No, serious.
What do you mean a selfie page?
See, Mickey Collins, a selfie. I don't know if it's called Selfies with Mickey Collins or whatever it might be, but legends and heroes and celebrities all around the world. Great. I reckon there's one with Daniel Ricciardo.
I'd be on there.
No.
Have you?
No, the Eddiewood Miles. One vote, I think he is. Yeah. Two votes for Rhea Ripley, who is here tonight as the WWE female champion.
What should we be braced for, Rhea, on Saturday night in Perth?
On Saturday night, you should be ready for Mommy to bring the brutality. At the end of the day, when she's standing in the ring with me and that bell rings and we're face-to-face, that's Mommy's division. I'm going to be on top like I always am, and Nia Jax, she's going down. I'm walking out champion.
Two votes for Rhea Ripley, Australian too. Sam Hargraves, No Ham Sam gets two. Catch him here, talk about me.
I do have to apologise to Steely Green as well. The first interview he did after getting drafted was with me.
Oh,
and he was in Melbourne.
Apology understood.
That apology straight away for that in and of itself.
What about the setup? He realised it was me.
Well, halfway through he was going to get himself some votes. And well done.
He did.
No ham.
Timmy Watson, the Wisp, a.k.a. he gets two votes first for this.
Sometimes you can you just, when there's all these things going around, you can bump into people and you don't know who they are. The name doesn't come straight to you.
No, that's one of the great things I've got. I've got great recall.
He does. He's also got this.
Why don't you just pick some lemons and drop them off at the Wisp's place? Wisp goes through a lot of lemons.
He does. Johnny Steph makes his first move. He moves from 6 to 8 on the back of this little one.
Sports lovers that listen to SEN radio. Jay Steezy, man, when I'm in back in Oz.
In Australia. Jay
Steezy gets two. Johnny from Epping, that's his full name, his real name, his stage name, his whole show. He gets three votes, Johnny from Epping.
He said to me, John, I didn't even know SEN existed. I never listened to radio.
He's
never
one of those blokes,
when
is he?
Talk about radio. Can you get him on the radio on your studio one morning?
Well, why didn't you organise him yesterday for us?
Well, you reckon my name is Tim Watson?
You're John from Epping.
Exactly right. I'm John from Epping, mate.
John Epping. And he gets three. Three votes moving from 10 to 13 is you. Yes, you. Old Mate Picks. You manage Will Parker. He was playing cricket for Victoria. It feels like only yesterday. And they've signed him to play for Collingwood. Now, is this a little bit of you and your dual sport? You know, we can play footy and cricket. And, you know, I'm the agent of choice when it comes to two code sort of, you know. Is this you reliving the youth and trying to flip him into a footballer, or what's the
scheme? Well, there's a little bit of that, yeah. And very few of us are talented enough to do both.
Three votes. Very few of us are talented enough to. But drum roll, we can.
Probably
on a quieter week, to be fair. But I gave Wendell Saylor the chocolates this week. Four votes. He wins the most votes for the week, and he gets it for this.
Now you're a big deal. You know that, Wendell.
Yep, I do.
I can't believe I'm 50 this year, boys.
50? That. You look good. You're
fit. Yeah, I know. I train on. I'm a beast.
Are you still working out?
Yeah, I have to, mate, because, mate, I'm Wendell Saylor. People expect me to look good, mate, at my functions.
Very good.
Four votes. He's one of the great blokes, Wendell Saylor, too. He's great, very charismatic, very funny. Yeah,
well, he's definitely charismatic. There's no doubt about that.
He gets four votes.